Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 to 50.
我选读经文是《路加福音》第七章第36至50节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, 36 to 50. We will read this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们一起读这个《路加福音》第七章，我们先用英文读，然后中文读出。
This is the Word of God. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, so she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he returned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
路加福音第七章36至50节，让我一起读。 有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人的家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着瓶香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干。 又用嘴连连亲上他的脚，他抹高抹上。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是一个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。耶稣对他说：西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说：夫子，请说。耶稣说： 一个欠50两银，欠了他的债；一个欠5十银子，一个欠5两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债，把两个人都一样更爱他呢？他们回答说：我想是那个多恩免的人。耶稣说：你断的不错。于是转过来向着那女人说， 便对西门说：你看见这女人么？我进了你的家，你没有给我用水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但那这女人从我进来的时候，就不住的用嘴亲嘴我的脚。你没有用油抹我的头，但你这女人用香膏抹我的脚。 所以我告诉你们，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免的少了，他的爱就少。于是那对那女人说： 你一再赦免了。同自己人心里说，这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
人祝福读嘅同听佢话语嘅人。
I'm very excited to introduce our guest speaker today.
咁好高兴我哋有我哋嘅讲员。
We have Mr. Kyle Chen.
系梁浩信先生。
And he's going to give us God's message titled "What is your foundation?"
啊，今日嘅题目系我哋嘅根基系是什么？
A brief introduction, if that's okay. Mr. Chen grew up just outside of New York City in Connecticut.
咁我哋講完咧，佢係住喺康州。
And he spent years in Princeton, New Jersey, for his college and seminary education.
咁咧，佢雖然喺康州，但系咧，佢讀咧就喺新澤西州個 Princeton 一個好出名嘅大學。
He currently serves at Redeemer East Side as Community Associate Director.
啊，咁亦都係喺個我哋嘅Redeemer嗰個教會都係個侍奉。
Please join me in welcoming Mr. Chen.
啊，就歡迎佢一齊係為我哋去證道。
Good morning.
大家早晨。
Thank you for welcoming me and my family this morning to worship with you all.
今日早上好高兴，我同我太太都能够当中一齐崇拜。
Earlier this year, I was invited to preach at your parent church, Covenant Church.
啊，依个其实之前咧，我都被邀请过去喺圣约堂去讲道。
And my family and I were very encouraged by our time there.
我都好高兴都系能够喺当喺圣约堂咧都有讲道嘅时间。
So it's a special encouragement to be with you all here today and see what God is doing at Covenant of Grace.
我都好鼓励嘅，都好高兴有人都能够嚟到依度音乐堂一齐讲道。
The passage we are looking at this morning is probably familiar to many of you.
今日我所讲嘅道咧，依个篇经文咧，可能好多人都熟悉。
It's often given the title in the Bible something like "A Sinful Woman Forgiven."
咁好多睇圣经嘅都可能睇到话依个嘅题目，有人讲就话依个有罪嘅女人嘅被赦免。
But this passage is not just about the woman, although she's very important.
咁但系今日讲到经文咧，其实主要嘅重点唔系依个喺个女人度。
This passage is also about Simon the Pharisee.
亦都其实咧都系被讲入边当中有一个嘅法利赛人西门。
And what we see in this passage are two people with two different kinds of foundations.
咁入边经文睇到咧就话有两个人，一个法利赛人，一个女人，有两个唔同嘅根基。
What I mean by foundation is what you build your life upon.
咩个根基咧？就我意思就话我喺我哋嘅生命当中，我哋喺边度喺边度扎根嘅咧
？In other words.What do you ultimately depend on?
就话意思即系话喺我哋生命当中，我哋其实将我哋生命系摆喺边一度咧
？What do you fall back on in difficult times?
当我哋喺困难嘅当中嘅时候，我哋将我嘅生命会摆喺边一度咧
？When everything around you is falling apart,
当我哋好多嘢，譬如话我哋侧边嘅嘢，我哋失去啦
，Where do you look for a sense that everything will still be okay?
如果係失去嘅當中嘅時候，失落嘅時候，我哋會睇我哋周圍究竟我哋邊一樣嘢能夠將我哋繼續維持咧
？Simon shows us a kind of foundation that is weak, but is very, very common.
西門當中佢所睇嘅，佢所講嘅呢個根基係其實好普通。
Most of us are probably a lot like Simon.
我哋好多時都好似可能好似西門咁樣。
But the woman shows us a kind of foundation that is firm, that cannot be shaken.
西門所講嘅依個根基係軟弱嘅，但係依個女人所有嘅根基係堅強嘅，係唔會被動搖嘅。
So let's look at these two people and the two kinds of foundations they show us.
所以今天早上我哋一齊去睇依兩個人同埋依兩個唔同嘅根基。
First, let's look at Simon's foundation.
首先去睇依個西門嘅依個根基。
And second, we will look at the woman's foundation.
然之後我睇依個女人嘅根基。
So for Simon's foundation, what do we learn about Simon in this passage?
我睇下西門嘅根基，就係話今天嘅早上究竟呢個西門嘅根基係乜嘢咧
？We know Simon is a Pharisee, a religious leader of high social status.
我知道西門係當時呢個法利賽人喺個社會當中好有地位。
But we also see that Simon is unlike most of the other Pharisees we read about in Luke.
但係西門亦都好似喺聖經當中同其他嘅法利賽人有唔同。
Because while most Pharisees have been opposed to Jesus.Simon is obviously very interested in Jesus.
咁啊，當時好多嘅法利賽人都係好抗拒耶穌基督， 但係咧，西門咧反而咧好有興趣，究竟想睇下呢個耶穌係邊一位。
He likes Jesus enough to invite him into his home for a meal.
有興趣到咧，就想請佢去佢屋企去食飯。
When you invite someone into your home for a meal, that means something.
若然你請一個人去你屋企食飯嘅，係有個意思。
It means you trust that person enough to invite them into your personal space.
你意思話你對呢個人好有興趣，你好相信呢個人，你請呢個人去你屋企食飯。
It usually means that you like that person.
意思都話你可能咧都係對呢個人有興趣。
And that you want to get to know that person better.
希望咧就透過呢個食飯咧就去認識更加認識呢個人。
So we know that Simon is very curious about Jesus.
所以睇到就係話咧，西門咧對耶穌當時咧就好有興趣。
But did you also notice how Simon is evaluating Jesus?
但係睇到咧，當時西門咧亦都係喺度評估緊耶穌。
In a sense, Simon is interviewing Jesus.
意思好似講到話咧，西門當時咧好似可以去做一個訪問，佢問緊咁呢個耶穌係邊一位咧？
He is observing Jesus and deciding how much can he trust him.
咁佢睇緊呢個耶穌就話，咁佢諗緊就係話，我其實可以信呢個耶穌信得幾多咧
？Simon is figuring out if Jesus is someone he can really depend on.
西門就當時喺度諗就話，究竟呢個耶穌係咪我能夠去相信依靠嘅咧
？Let me read verse 39 again.
讓我再讀第39節一次。
Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself.If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner.
第三十九節講話，請耶穌的法利賽人看見這事，心裏說：這人若是先知，必知道摸他的是誰，是一個怎樣的女人，乃是個罪人。
You see what Simon is doing?
你睇到西門喺當時做緊乜嘢咧？
The text tells us that Simon is talking to himself.
西門咧，佢自己同自己講緊嘢。
So he is being hospitable and polite to Jesus on the outside.
佢表面上咧就好慷慨，就歡迎耶穌基督喺嚟到當中。
But on the inside, he is judging Jesus.
喺入邊內心入邊咧，佢咧就喺度評估緊耶穌。
Simon has been wondering if Jesus is a prophet.
咁啊，西門當時喺度諗就話：若然耶穌呢個真係話自己係一個先知嘅時候。
Remember, in the Bible, prophets were people that you could depend on.
喺聖經入邊講就話，若然係先知嘅人係能夠係相信嘅。
Why? Because they were messengers of God.
點解？因為先知就係神嘅一個使者。
Prophets spoke the truth on behalf of God.
先知咧就係講神嘅説話。
And you might also remember that until John the Baptist arrived, there were 400 years of silence.
你要記住就話喺約翰。施洗約翰嚟之前咧，有400年咧，佢哋咧冇聽過神嘅説話。
There had been no prophets for 400 years.
喺400年嘅當中，已經佢哋冇再聽到神嘅説話。
God had not spoken to His people in 400 years.
喺400年當中，神冇對以色列人當時嘅有説話嘅時間。
So if Jesus is a prophet, that is very important.
所以若然耶穌係一個真係一個先知嘅時候，一個好重要嘅事。
If Jesus was a prophet.And he would be someone Simon could bet his life on.
So, 若然耶穌如真係一個先知嘅時候咧，西門咧就要一定要去認識呢個人啦。
But we read that Simon concludes that Jesus cannot be a prophet. Why?
但係咧，當你睇聖經嘅時候咧，睇到就係話西門佢內心去諗就話耶穌唔可能係一個先知。
Simon believes that if Jesus were a prophet, he would know who the woman was.
因為咧，西門就內心入邊諗就話。若然耶穌係真係個先知嘅時候，佢應該知道依個女人係一個咩人啦、
？And especially what sort of woman she was, a sinner。
佢應該知道耶穌應該知道依個女人，依個所有嘅女人係一個罪人。
And if Jesus knew she was a sinner, then he would not be letting her touch him。
所以話耶穌若然係一個先知，若然佢真係知道依個女人係邊個女人係一個罪人嘅，佢唔應該去掂依個女人啦。
In Simon's view, prophets would have kept their distance from known sinners。
所以若然呢個真係一個先知嘅時候，佢應該同呢個女人有一個距離。
Prophets would have considered sinners unclean。
因為咧喺當時咧就咧人咧乾淨唔乾淨嘅人，即係話信同唔信嘅人咧應該分開。
And therefore they would stay away from sinners。
所以咧當時先知會咧離開啲罪人嘅。
But Jesus is letting the woman touch him。
但耶穌咧俾呢個女人掂佢。
So.Simon concludes Jesus must not be a prophet.
所以咧，當時咧，西門就去估計就話啦，耶穌唔可能係一個先知。
Jesus is not someone he can depend on. Simon concludes.
所以西門咧就決定咗就話咧，呢個耶穌咧就唔係一個人咧，我唔可以去相信決定嘅。
Simon is wrong about Jesus, of course.
當然啦，西門係錯咗。
But how could he be so wrong about Jesus?
西門就係點解可以咁錯咧？
This passage shows that Simon misunderstands Jesus because Simon's foundation is in himself.
點解西門係咁錯咧？因為佢個內心，佢嘅根基其實扎喺佢自己嘅人度。
In order to feel a sense of value and security, Simon looks to himself.
佢想有呢個嘅價值同佢嘅安全感係基於佢自己嘅身上。
Did you notice how Simon categorizes Jesus and the woman?
大家睇唔睇到就話西門佢點樣去分類耶穌係邊一位，呢個女人係邊一位
？Simon determines that Jesus does not fit his idea of a prophet.
佢咧已經係分類咗話耶穌咧就唔可能係一個先知。
Therefore, he cannot trust Jesus.
所以咧就唔可以去相信呢個耶穌。
And Simon judges the woman as a sinner.
你一睇到就話西門咧，佢講就話呢個女人咧係一個罪人。
Therefore, he pays no attention to her.
因為呢個女人係罪人，所以我咧就唔應該咧就留意呢個女人。
But why is Simon doing this?
但點解西門俾得佢咁做咧
？What is the benefit of categorizing other people like Simon does?
但點解西門俾得有咁樣去將人去分類咧？咩好處咧
？When you categorize other people like Simon does, then you can judge them.
因為其實你將呢個人去分類嘅時候，你就將呢啲人就係點樣去判斷
？And when you judge other people, then you feel better about yourself.
因為你判斷人嘅時候，你就覺得自己點樣好啲
？By dismissing Jesus as not a prophet.Simon is actually putting himself above Jesus.
因為佢咧就睇睇到就話耶穌唔可能係一個先知，所以咧佢睇到就話我其實係好過耶穌嘅。
And when Simon calls the woman a sinner, he is putting himself above the woman too.
啊，而西門咧喺講到呢個女人係一個罪人，所以咧佢睇到自己都係一個，亦都係好過呢個女人添。
Simon is not thinking the woman is a sinner and I am too.
西門當時冇去諗到就話呢個女人係一個罪人，我都係一個罪人。
That would have been true.
这个是真的，是对的，应该是这样的。
But what Simon is thinking is, that woman is a sinner, and I am not like her.
但西门去看就是说，这个女人是一个罪人，我不是她这样。
I'm better than her.
我好过这个女人。
Simon is thinking, there are sinners out there, but I'm not one of them.
西门就想就说，外面是有很多的罪人，好像这个女人一样，但我不是。
I might not be perfect, but at least I'm not like those sinners.
我不是完美的，但是起码我不是好像这个女人这样。
This is the kind of thinking that Simon has built his life upon.
啊，依個就係西門佢點樣去將佢嘅根基就建喺咁嘅身上。
It's the foundation of Simon's identity.
啊，就係西門佢個形象就根基就扎於咁樣。
It's what gives him a sense of value and security.
而俾到佢自己有呢個嘅安全感，俾佢一個價值。
But don't you see that this kind of thinking is actually a kind of sinful pride?
但當人去咁樣睇嘅時候，其實係一個有罪性嘅呢個驕傲。
That if you think like Simon thinks, judging others in order to feel better than yourself,
原來你係有咁好似西門佢咁樣諗嘅時候，將你去判斷人係邊一位咁樣嘅，俾人到你自己有更加有好嘅感受。
Then at the foundation of your life is pride and self-righteousness.
所以原來你好似西門咁樣嘅時候，你嘅根基就係建於你自己嘅驕傲同埋自以為是。
There is a quote by C.S. Lewis that explains well how pride works.
C.S. Lewis 咧，佢咧自己都有讲过一段嘅说话。
He says, "Pride gets no pleasure out of having something."
佢就话骄傲咧，系唔会俾到一个人咧自己有咩快乐。
Only out of having more of it than the next man.
啊，骄傲咧自己本身咧系唔会有咩快乐，但系像若然骄傲，当我哋去同人去比较嘅时候咧，呢个快乐就会嚟到啦。
We say that people are proud of being rich or clever or good looking.
啊，有啲人咧会骄傲，因为咧佢比因为佢系有一个人去有钱啲，聪明啲，好样啲。
But they are not.
啊，虽然佢哋咁样，但系佢哋唔系骄傲。
They are proud of being richer or cleverer or better looking than others.
啊、所以話一個人係有錢，佢靚仔啲或者佢聰明啲，唔係可以驕傲。但係佢若然去比人哋去聰明啲，比人哋去有錢啲，比人哋靚仔啲，依、這個就係驕傲。
If someone else became equally rich or clever or good-looking, there would be nothing to be proud about.
所以原睇若然睇就係話，大家都一樣係咁聰明嘅，大家一樣係咁好樣嘅，大家一樣係咁有錢嘅，冇嘢樣嘢係值得驕傲。
It is the comparison that makes you proud. The pleasure of being above the rest.
但就話當人去同人去比較時候，覺得自己係比好過人哋嘅時候，依個驕傲就係嚟到啦。
Did you hear what C.S. Lewis is saying?
而家聽你聽唔聽到依個 C.S. Lewis 佢所講嘅説話咧？
He's saying we feel proud of ourselves when we feel like we are better than others.
就話當我哋覺得比人哋更加好嘅時候，依個驕傲就嚟到啦。
In order for pride to actually work, it needs others to put down to feel better than.
驕傲係點樣係形成咧？就話將我人與人之間去比較，比到自己係高過別人嘅。
So as long as you have people around you to look down upon and to judge.
所以當我哋若然我哋係去睇其他人。去將人哋比較，將自己擺喺人哋嘅好過人哋嘅。
You will feel good about yourself.
啊，你覺得自己係好過人哋。
And that is exactly what Simon was doing.
呢個就係西門彼得當時佢所做嘅工，就係咁樣去做啦。
But this is a very dangerous foundation to build your life upon.
但其實咁樣呢個咁嘅根基其實係好錯。
Because first, maybe you have learned this already, but there will always be someone better than you.
但其實你可能你咁時當時係咁諗，但其實。你無論你點樣比較當中，總有有人比過你更加好。
There will always be someone more successful than you.
總會有人比你更加成功。
Someone with better grades than you.
總會有人個成績好過你。
Someone with a better career than you.
總會有人個工作比你好。
Someone with a better marriage than you.
總會有人個婚姻比你更加好。
Someone with a better family than you.
總會有人個家庭會比你更加好。
Someone with more money than you.
總會有人有錢過你。
Someone with a nicer home than you.
總會有人間屋係大過你。
Someone who went on a better vacation than you.
總會有人去一個嘅旅行好過你。
Even someone more religious than you.
更加可能總會有人更加嘅去虔誠。
And if you are always comparing yourself to them,
所以你若然去成日嘅同人哋去比較嘅時候
，you will never feel like you measure up.
你永遠都覺得自己好似跟唔上呢個標準咁樣。
Your foundation of pride will crumble.
你內心入邊依個所謂嘅驕傲，依個根基總會去破碎。
And there will be nothing underneath it to catch you.
依個根基破碎嘅時候，冇嘢能夠將你去揸到。
That is exactly what happened to me when I entered college at Princeton University.
我當時我去 Princeton 依個大學嘅時候，我都有咁嘅感受。
I thought in high school I was pretty smart and pretty athletic.
咁我咧喺個中學嘅時候咧，我覺得自己好叻。
Because when I compared myself to my high school peers, I was relatively smart and athletic.
咁我咧同我中學嘅時候，當時嘅同學比較咧嚇，我係都係比較聰明或者係幾運動性好好嘅。
And that made me feel good about myself.
咁我覺得我自己唔錯啊。
When I went to Princeton,
但當我去到 Princeton 依個大學嘅時候
，everyone I met was smarter and more athletic than me.
見到原來咧大學當中喺 Princeton 入邊，個個都好似叻過我，個個都好似勁過我。
Suddenly, I felt like a nobody.
突然間覺得我自己好似一個普通人咁樣。
Because my foundation was in myself and how I compared to those around me.
因為我當時我嘅根基係建於喺我自己生命當中我自己身上。
And when I didn't measure up to my peers, that foundation crumbled.
而當我覺得人哋比較我好嘅時候，我嘅標準達唔到人哋咁樣嘅，我當時我嘅根基就破碎。
Pride is a fragile foundation.And if you build your life on it, it could crumble at any moment.
所以若然你嘅根基係建於你驕傲當中嘅時候，呢個驕傲係好容易會破碎。
But pride is also a deadly foundation, even if it has not crumbled yet.
但雖然呢個驕傲雖然唔係你完全破碎嘅時候，其實都係好危險。
Because even if you feel better than those around you right now, that sense of pride will always be under threat.
因為雖然你根基未破碎嘅時候，但係你其實你覺得自己係好過人哋嘅時候，你依個嘅感受其實幾時都係好似受到威脅。
So that as long as you continue to compare yourself to others, you will always be left anxious.
所以咧，你會經常咧會同人哋比較，你成日覺得我以後識到個人，以後嘅人咧會唔會比我更加好
？Because there will always be something left to prove.
因為咧，永遠咧要去比較人哋，我要去證明俾人哋睇。
You will always be working to try to keep up with everybody around you.
因為咧，我要不斷嘅更加好，先至能夠咧，將來咧，我要同人哋比較。
And you can play this comparison game for the rest of your life.
而我依世人都係要咁樣去同人哋比較。
Watch out,
小心
，because playing this comparison game will always distance you from everybody around you.
因為當我人與人之間成日去比較的時候，我哋其實將人與人之間嘅距離去拉開。
It will always leave you on the outside of other people.
啊，你會寧願咧好多時咧將人哋咧係擺喺你出邊人嘅人圈出邊。
That is exactly what happened to Simon.
呢個就係西門彼得，佢當時就咁樣啦。
He was so busy judging Jesus that he missed who Jesus really was.
佢好忙嘅，點樣去咧？去判斷耶穌係邊一個？點樣做乜嘢？做乜嘢？佢唔記得咗，其實睇唔到就係耶穌係真正係邊一位。
Simon totally misunderstood Jesus because he was really only just thinking about himself.
佢完全睇唔到耶穌係邊一位，因為佢好忙睇緊佢自己係邊一位。
Simon was trying to see if Jesus was worthy of his time and attention.
西門佢當時去睇就話：究竟我係唔應該嘥我嘅時間去認識呢個所謂嘅耶穌？
Simon was trying to see if Jesus deserved what he could give to him as a host.
而西門當時只係去諗就話：啊，呢個耶穌究竟係邊一位？值唔值得我去呢個擺個筵席去請佢食飯
？When really Jesus was the one who came with something to give.
而反而嘅當時其實係耶穌嚟到當中去俾出一啲嘢。
Simon did not understand this, but the woman did.
西門當時佢睇唔到，佢唔明白，但反而呢個女人佢明白。
So now let's look at the woman and the kind of foundation that she had.
所以而家我哋睇呢個女人，呢個女人嘅根基係建於喺咩度咧？
The point two, the woman's foundation.
呢個就係呢個女人嘅根基當中。
If the woman had a similar foundation to Simon,
如果若然呢個女人好似西門咁樣嘅
，if she had been depending on herself for a sense of value.
如果呢個女人係好似西門咁樣嘅，佢個根基係建於人嘅價值當中。
She wouldn't even have been in that room.
如果然佢咁嘅時候，呢個女人唔會，反而更加唔會喺當時嘅筵席當中。
Because first, the woman hadn't even been invited to Simon's house.
因為第一，呢個女人根本上西門冇請佢嚟。
That alone could have left her feeling like she didn't belong there.
啊，若然我人當時都冇請你嚟嘅，咁佢當時會覺得啊，我唔應該喺個當時當中啊。
But we are also told in verse 37 that she had a bad reputation as a sinner.
但係當我睇37節嘅時候，都講到就話呢個女人都係其實喺人哋睇到係一個唔好嘅人。
Jesus himself says in verse 47 that the woman's sins are many.
啊，當時啲人咧睇到呢個女人係一個罪人，而耶穌基督佢第47節講到話呢個女人嘅罪都係好多。
So if the woman had been thinking just about her own reputation.
所以若然呢個女人只係睇佢自己面子嘅時候
，If she had been depending on her reputation for a sense of value，
若然佢只係呢個女人只係睇到佢自己內心入邊嘅一個價值
，Then she would have felt too ashamed to even come near Jesus。
若然呢個女人係咁樣諗嘅時候，佢應該係冇乜面嘅去嚟到人哋當中嘅筵席。
But here she is at Jesus' feet。
但係當時睇到就話呢個女人嚟到呢個筵席當中。
And unlike Simon, the woman is not keeping her distance from Jesus.
啊，佢唔係好似西門咁樣，佢唔係話好遠嘅去睇耶穌。
Instead, she is holding nothing back.
但係咧，佢反而咧係完全嘅投入。
And she is showing Jesus more love and hospitality than Simon ever did.
而呢個女人又更加嘅比嘅西門更加嘅去愛，更加俾出呢個嘅慷慨去接近耶穌。
The passage tells us that she is weeping. And wetting Jesus' feet with her tears.
入边经文讲就话，呢个女人好高兴见到耶稣，佢高兴到去喊，去眼泪去擦耶稣嘅脚。
Then she's drying Jesus' feet with her hair.
而佢用佢嘅头发去抹干耶稣嘅脚。
This would have been a sign of amazing service, washing someone else's feet.
呢个其实系一个好奇妙，就系一个女人点样去擦一个人嘅脚。
You remember how Jesus washed his disciples' feet?
大家記唔記得就耶穌點樣去抹去門徒嘅腳咧
？It was a way of serving someone else with absolute humility.
當一個人幫另一個人去抹腳嘅時候，係代表完全嘅謙卑。
Simon had not even given Jesus any water to wash his feet with.
啊，當耶穌嚟嘅時候，西門佢自己係個屋主都冇話俾水俾耶穌去洗腳。
But here the woman is washing Jesus' feet with her own tears.
而反而呢個女人，佢用佢自己嘅眼淚去為，而係對耶穌去抹腳洗腳
，and drying his feet with her own hair，
用佢嘅頭髮去抹乾耶穌嘅腳。
The woman is also kissing Jesus' feet，
亦都係呢個女人都係去親嘴耶穌嘅腳。
At this time, a kiss would have been a customary greeting by a host to their guests。
啊，喺當時嘅文化當中咧，一個人外國來嘅人嚟到一個人嘅當中嘅家入邊咧。呢個屋主應該去為到去食親嘴呢個嚟嘅呢個人。
But Jesus points out that Simon has given him no kiss since he arrived.
耶穌入邊講就話：我嚟到嘅時候，你都冇與我親嘴。
And yet the woman has not stopped kissing Jesus' feet.
反而这个女人的去亲嘴,
But what is most amazing here is how the woman anoints Jesus with ointment.
而更加的特别就是说,
It would have been customary for a host to anoint their guest's head with cheap oil.
当时的文化呢,若然有个客来到这个当中的时候,屋主应该用一些油去抹这个人的头。
What the woman is doing here is far more generous and far more loving.
但看到就是这个女人更加的慷慨。
The woman brought a very expensive alabaster flask of ointment or perfume.
里面说的就是说,这个女人是带着一个盛的香膏的浴瓶。
Alabaster is a kind of precious stone.
这个玉瓶呢,就是呢,当时呢,就是一个很名贵的一个石。
And an alabaster flask was used by women at this time to hold expensive perfume.
这个玉瓶呢,当时呢,在文化当中呢,通常呢,装着一些很漂亮的香水。
And women would wear these flasks around their necks all the time.
所以呢,人呢,会将这个玉瓶呢,就挂着一个心口,就有些香气出来了。
And they would cover them with the scent of the perfume.
这个女人就会有一个很香的香气了。Which
would have been very valuable at a time without a lot of soap to keep you clean.
当时你记住,不是很多有番碱,所以女人会带着一个香瓶,有个香气。
Without a lot of cheap deodorant or perfume to make you smell good.
当时更加没有抹这些东西,令到你干净或者除臭。女人会带着一个香的香水的香瓶。
In other words, this alabaster flask would have been like a very precious necklace.
所以里面讲到这个圣香的香瓶是一个很重要的东西。
It was probably the most prized possession of this woman.
所以这个有装着香气的香瓶,在这个女人当中是一个最昂贵的一个东西。
Especially since she was considered a social outcast.
更加里面讲到这个女人在社会当中是不重要的地位。
And was probably very poor.
可能是一个很穷的女人。
And the only way for the woman to anoint Jesus with this perfume would have been to break the flask.
这个女人需要用香膏膏耶稣的脚,她需要去打烂这个玉瓶。
You see what this means?
你知不知道什么意思呢?
When the woman is anointing Jesus' feet with the perfume, it's not just a nice gesture.
所以说,当时这个女人去用这个香膏去抹耶稣的脚,不单止是一个很好的行动。
It's the woman giving up everything she has and giving it to Jesus.
就是这个女人去打烂最昂贵的这个玉瓶,去为耶稣基督去抹脚。
At Jesus' feet, the woman is holding nothing back.
就说在耶稣,在她的脚当中,她没有东西去保留。
But how could she possibly do this?
她怎么去做呢?
What would motivate her to give up everything?
什么去推动这个女人去给到她所有的一切呢?
The only possible answer is that she had found something better.
就是说因为她这个女人找到更加好的东西,好过这个玉瓶。
She had found something even more precious than the most expensive thing that she owned.
就说甚至她最昂贵的,最宝贵的玉瓶,耶稣比她这些更加多。
Something that she could never buy or get on her own.
是这些东西她不能够去买到,不能够拥有到。
Something only Jesus could give her.
是说只有耶稣才能够给到她。
Grace, forgiveness for her sins, which are many.
所以说就唯有这个恩典,这个饶恕。
Notice how Jesus explains what is happening to Simon in verses 41-43. He tells a story about two people in debt. One person owes 50 denarii, which is the equivalent of about 2 months of wages.
就说一个人是欠这个50个银子,就大约好像说一个两个月的人工。
The other person owes 500 denarii, 10 times as much, or about 20 months of wages.
另一个人就欠500个银子,就等于好像20个月的人工。
And it's not hard to see that these two people in debt are really Simon and the woman.
所以其实用这个比较就是说,这两个有债的人就好像彼得、西门和这个女人。
Simon is the one who owes only 50 denarii.
西门就是这个好像只是欠50银子的一个人。
And the woman is the person who owes 500 denarii.
而这个女人就是一个欠500银子的人。
Simon has some sins in his life, a small moral debt to pay.
西门就是一个有罪的人，但是只是一个好像有只是少少的道德上的债去偿还。
But the woman's sins, her moral debt is 10 times larger than Simon's.
但这个女人呢，因为她的地位低微，她看到就说这个女人就应该好像有一个这个道德上的债十倍。
And if Simon were to have his way, the story would have stopped there.
若然这个故事好像这样看的时候，
And the question would have been, now which of them was better off?
那究竟哪一个会好一点呢？
And the answer, of course, would have been Simon.
若然很普通去看的，在很表面的时候，当然西门就好一点了。
Simon had less debt to pay back than the woman, so he would have been better off.
因为西门呢，他少一点债，所以呢，就会好一点，少一点偿还。
But do you see how Jesus flips the question?On its head.
但耶稣基督他反而不是这样讲解。
Instead of comparing who is worse off or better off, what does he do?
耶稣他讲解的时候不是说哪个会好一点，哪个着数一点。
First, he points out that both people are actually in bad shape.
耶稣讲解就说，这两个人都是欠债的人，都是惨的。
If you can't pay back your debt, you are in trouble.
两个人都是不能够去偿还的债，两个都有问题。
No matter how big or how small the debt is.
无论是一个几多的债都好。
But then Jesus asked Simon something Simon didn't consider.
但是耶稣去问西门，西门他没想到这样。
What if the money lender decides to cancel the debts of both people?
但若然这个债主去将两个人的债都去消除的时候。
Then the question is not which of them is better off.
问题不是说哪个着数一点这样。
Because both of them are free from debt now.
两个人都已经俾个债主算数啦，将呢个债。
Now the question is, now which of them will love the money lender more?
问题就系话，边一个呢个债呢个嘅人会更加爱呢个债主咧？
And the answer, of course, is the one who owed more, the woman.
当然啦，喺呢个争更加多钱嘅呢个女人会更加去爱呢个债主。
And then Jesus asked Simon.Do you see this woman?
所以耶稣就问西门，你见面到这个女人呢？
You see what Jesus is saying to Simon?
你看到耶稣怎样去跟西门去说话呢？
Jesus is saying something like this.
耶稣就这样跟西门说，
Do you see that this woman is the one who gets it, not you?
你看到西门，你看到这个就是说这个女人她明白而你不明白。
You have been looking down at her.
因为你去看低这个女人。
And really, you should have been looking up at her.
反而你应该去抬头去望这个女人。
If you really understood who I am,
若然你真的认识我是哪一位，
then you would be serving me like the woman is serving me.
若然你真的认识我的时候，你会去侍奉我，好像这个女人一样当中。
You would have been loving me like the woman is loving me.
你会好像这个女人一样去爱我。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because somehow the woman has understood what Simon did not.
因为就话呢个女人去明白一啲嘢，呢个西门唔明就明白。
That Jesus was not only a prophet, but God and Savior come down to rescue sinners.
因为耶稣唔单止系一个先知，而耶稣系一个神，佢嚟到个世上去拯救罪人。
That sinners is not a category for people out there.
唔系话我哋要去分类下呢啲系罪人。
But that we.Are all sinners.
我哋唔系将人去分类边啲罪人唔系罪人，我哋全部都系罪人。
That all of us owe a debt.
我哋全部都系欠债。
And that we can try to feel better about ourselves by comparing our debt to others.
我哋可能会将人与人之间去比较，边个多啲嘅债，会觉得自己好过啲。
By looking down upon those who have a bigger debt than we do.
我哋可能会睇就话你欠多啲债，咁我就欠少啲，我觉得好啲。
But it will not help us in the end.
但最后的不能够帮到我们。
Because all of us have a debt that we cannot pay.
因为我们每个人都有债，我们每个人都不能够偿还这个债。
And the only person who can cancel our debt for us is the money lender.
唯有哪一个才能够去将这个债去取消，就只是一个债主。
And that money lender is Jesus.
这个债主就是耶稣基督。
You realize what was happening?When Jesus was being crucified,
你大家知唔知道发生咩事咧？当耶稣佢去钉十字架当中
，He was canceling our debt.
當耶穌基督去釘十字架嘅時候，佢將我哋嘅債去消除。
How？
點樣咧
？By swallowing the cost of it himself。
就話將我哋應該要償還嘅債，佢去吞咗佢。
Jesus cancelled our debt of sin of all the ways that we have fallen short。
就話我哋人愛本身，我哋需要應該還嘅債，耶穌基督去取消佢。
By paying for it himself。
佢點樣取消？就係話佢為咗我哋去償還。
And do you understand how much that cost Jesus？
其實你知唔知道其實耶穌基督用乜嘢點樣去償還呢個債咧
？It cost him everything。
就話耶穌基督去俾佢一切，為到我哋嘅罪去償還。
Jesus suffered the punishment for our sin。
就話因為我哋嘅罪，我哋應該有嘅懲罰，耶穌基督去承受。
Death and abandonment by God。
就話我哋應該承受嘅呢個嘅死亡同埋呢個俾神嘅隔離。
So that we wouldn't have to if we put our faith in Him。
所以當我哋有一個信心相信佢嘅時候，我哋唔需要去受到呢個懲罰。
That if we put our ultimate trust not in how we measure up compared to others。
所以話我哋將我哋嘅信心去擺喺我唔應該擺喺我哋要去同人哋比較。
But in Jesus and in how much we were worth to Him。
我哋將我哋信心應該擺喺耶穌基督度，唔係話要擺喺點樣同人哋比較。
That He loved us so much that He would suffer the unimaginable cost of our deaths。
就話耶穌基督去愛我哋，愛到一個地步，就係話佢將呢個所我哋應該受嘅呢個懲罰，呢個罪債去償還。
So that we could be reconciled to Him，
所以我哋
to God，
所以我哋能夠同神有翻一個良好嘅關係。
That is what the woman shows us that faith can save, that faith has saved her。
而所以話喺當中睇嘅時候就話呢個女人嘅信心就話可以救咗佢，信心係能夠救到我哋人。
Because the woman's foundation now is not unlike Simon in herself。
因為呢個女人佢嘅根基唔係好似西門咁樣，唔係話建喺佢自己身上。
It is not in how she compares to others。
佢唔係話要去點樣同人哋比較。
And it is not in what she can do to make herself look better。
唔係話佢能夠做啲乜嘢，佢能夠同你比較，佢能夠更加好。
Instead, her foundation is in what Jesus has already done for her。
呢個女人嘅根基嘅當中就建於耶穌佢為到佢所做嘅一切。
And this frees the woman from holding on to anything else。
而佢呢個信心能夠去俾到佢一個自由。
It frees her from building her life on anything else for a sense of value or worth。
俾佢能夠釋放到佢自己，唔係話佢建於喺佢自己嘅身上。
That is why the woman can freely and joyfully give away her most precious possession, the alabaster flask。
所以話，當呢個女人去得到呢個自由嘅時候，佢知道佢所擁有嘅嘢唔係重要嘅最後一切，所以能夠去放開。
And lay it at the feet of Jesus。
佢能夠去放開放懷，佢喺耶穌嘅腳前面。
Because she knows that in Jesus。She has found something, someone far better.
因為佢見到就喺耶穌嘅前面，佢揾到更加好嘅嘢。
She has found someone worth giving up everything for.
佢就揾到耶穌基督，佢願意嘅去放棄一切。
In Jesus, she has found a new foundation for her life.
喺耶穌當中，佢能夠揾到一個真正一個新嘅一個根基。
And it's a foundation that can never be broken.
呢個根基係永遠唔會破壞。
And can never be threatened.
亦都唔會永遠嘅被要挟。
So let me ask you, what is your foundation?
所以今天嘅早上，我想問大家，究竟你嘅根基係扎於喺邊度咧
？Every one of us needs to ask ourselves that question.
每個人都需要問呢個問題。
Even if we've been a Christian for a long time, or even all of our life.
可能我哋已經係相信咗神好多年，或者係我一世都信咗好多年啦。
Because you can call yourself a Christian.And still build your life on something or someone other than Jesus.
雖然我哋係基督徒，但係咧，我哋可能仍然咧將我哋嘅生命根基咧扎喺其他嘢身上。
In other words, you could still have your own alabaster flask that you are still holding on to.
意思即係話，雖然我哋話我哋相信主耶穌基督，但係我哋可能咧仍然咧唔肯放開呢個生命當中呢個玉瓶。
Like Simon, you might like Jesus, but you do not love him.
都可能就話。有些人會覺得是、我好像西門一樣、我知道這個耶穌基督很有興趣但我不想相信他
Because you are holding on to something else to give you value and security
因為我們仍然是將我們所擁有的東西成為我們的根基成為我們的價值我們的安全感
You are still looking to something else other than Jesus to feel like everything is okay
我仍然嘅去尋找一啲嘢去填補我哋生命當中覺得呢樣嘢冇我嘅生命係好嘅。
You are still measuring yourself against others in order to feel good about yourself.
我哋係咪仍然嘅去同人哋比較，比我哋自己更加好嘅安全感更加好咧
？Whether in your career，
我哋係咪仍然嘅去尋找喺我哋喺呢個工作上更加好咧
？Or in your GPA，
係咪喺我讀書上咧
？Or in your relationships，
喺我哋嘅關係上
？Or in your family，
我哋喺我哋嘅家庭當中。
Or in your wealth?
我係咪將我哋嘅根基扎喺呢個嘅金錢上咧
？Whatever it is, it could be that your life is built on something that you could lose at any moment.
若然你係扎喺呢啲嘢根基當中嘅時候，呢啲嘢隨時嘅都可以去失去。
And if you lost it today, it would crush you.
若然呢啲嘢係失去當中嘅時候，今日失去當中嘅時候，呢啲嘢係咪令到你人生係破碎咧
？But build your life on Jesus.
所以，若我哋將我哋嘅生命係建於耶穌基督嘅時候
，put your ultimate faith and trust in Him，
將我哋嘅生命擺喺我嘅信同埋我哋嘅信心擺喺神當中。
And the good news that on the cross Jesus let Himself be crushed。
一個好嘅消息就係話，耶穌基督佢願意嘅去犧牲，佢俾到自己去釘呢個十字架
，so that you wouldn't have to be crushed。
佢願意嘅係為到我哋呢個釘喺十字架上，好叫我哋唔需要受到呢個懲罰。
That on the cross he was pouring out his blood for you。
而喺個十字架當中，佢為到我哋去流呢個血。
So that your debt could be cancelled。
好叫我哋嘅罪得到呢個赦免。
So that your sins could be forgiven。
好叫我哋嘅罪得到赦免。
So that you could always have something far better than anything money could buy。
好叫我哋嘅生命系比到我哋任何用钱买嘅嘢更加好
，so that you could have him，
我哋可以能够拥有耶稣。
Put your faith in Jesus and the good news that he brings。
所以就话我哋希鼓励大家去相信，将你嘅生命嘅信心摆喺耶稣当中。
And you will have a firm foundation that will never fail。
而你將你嘅生命嘅信心擺喺耶穌當中嘅時候，你有呢個根基係呢個堅固，係永遠不會動搖。
Let me leave you with this image。
我想俾個例子你。
Many of you have probably played a game called Jenga。
啊，咁有啲人咧，譬如話你玩過呢、這個用木搭嘅一個搭疊咩疊疊搭啊
？Where you build a tower out of wooden blocks。
啊，咁咧就譬如話搭用一細細塊嘅木條咪搭到好高好高好高嘅塔。
And the goal of the game is to take one block out at a time without making the tower fall.
咁點樣玩嘅咧？就係咧一個遊戲當中咧，每個人咧就去攞一塊嘅木頭出嚟。
If the foundation of your life is in Jesus and what He has done for you,
若然你嘅信心係擺喺耶穌度嘅生命當中嘅時候
，then you can remove any of the blocks in the tower.
你能夠係攞任何一塊嘅木
，whether that is your career, your family, your money.Your relationships and so on.
啊，依塊木可能係代表咗你嘅金錢、你個工作或者你嘅生命。
And the tower would still stand.
無論攞邊一塊木嘅當中嘅時候，依個嘅塔唔會跌倒。
Your life would not fall apart.
你嘅生命唔會去跌倒。
You could even voluntarily make sacrifices in your career.
你可能要更加去可能話喺你工作上面，可能你會去為到有啲嘢去能夠犧牲。
You could give away more of your money.
你可能會去願意嘅去慷慨去俾出你嘅錢。
You could give away more of your time to your family and friends.
你可能會將你嘅生命、將你嘅時間更加擺喺你嘅家庭當中或者朋友當中。
Without expecting anything in return.
啊，會唔會話我要俾出幾多，我想有幾多收回
？And you would still be at peace.
而你將你嘅生命嘅信心擺喺神嘅當中嘅時候，你嘅生命當中有一個平安。
And even if everything did fall apart,
或甚至真係你嘅生命依樣嘢會係跌倒。
Even if the tower did collapse,
啊，有人你真係揾一塊木出嚟嘅時候，啊，依個塔跌咗落嚟啦。
Even if you did lose everything else,
啊，你會可能話啊，你所擁有嘅嘢係失去咗啦。
You would still have a foundation that you could never lose.
但係你個根基永遠唔會變，仍然都會喺度。
So that even if you don't measure up to those around you.
所以你會覺得啊，我都係好似同你比較比唔上。
Even if you feel like you are at the bottom relative to everybody else，
甚至你可能會睇就話，比起其他人當中咧，我可能喺個比較當中，我喺底線。
at the bottom, you will find a foundation of grace and love.
雖然你喺個嘅底線當中，但係你嘅根基俾你睇到就話你仍然嘅有神嘅呢個嘅恩典同埋愛。
That when you were still a sinner, Jesus counted you worthy of any cost.
就話甚至我哋仍然還罪係罪嘅人嘅當中嘅時候，耶穌基督係睇到我哋有一個價值，我哋仍然去相信。
Even death and hell itself.
甚至係有呢個死亡，有呢個嘅地獄。
As a famous hymn says.On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
也都好出名嘅萬古磐石，都係話講到話，讓我哋站立喺個萬古磐石當中，所有其他嘢都係一個沙土。
Stand on Christ, the solid rock, and He will never let you down.
所以我哋仍然去站立喺耶稣基督嘅时候，佢系一个稳固嘅根基，永远唔会令到我哋跌倒。
Let's pray.
一齐祈祷。
Father, thank you for sending Jesus for us.
亲爱主，我系感谢你俾到耶稣基督我哋
，so that we could have a firm foundation.
好叫我哋能够有一个稳固嘅根基
，that will never, never fail.
呢个根基系永远、永远嘅，唔会去跌倒。
Encourage us today.
求你去鼓励我哋。
To trust in Christ,
让我哋去相信耶稣基督
，the solid rock,
一个稳固嘅根基。
In His name we pray, Amen.
我咁嘅祈祷，奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。